Now we're going to spend a little time exploring delight. Just bring your awareness to your spine, making sure it's nice and gently straight, all the way up to the neck, a little tuck of the chin if that's what's required, to make sure your spine is gently straight. You can simply drop your gaze in front of you or allow your eyes to gently close, whichever is more convenient for you. Bring your attention now to the physical sensations of the breath. This might be the movement of your belly, your chest, or even the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allow your attention to focus there for a few breaths now. What do we really mean by delight, and why is it considered useful or important? What role can delight play in our daily life? Is delight just a feel-good factor, or can it bring tangible benefits? Are there tools that we can use to develop our ability to experience delight and to share this quality with others? How does delight contribute to a happy life? There are many different aspects to joy and delight, but the 16 guidelines puts a particular emphasis on our ability to rejoice in the good fortune of others. There's plenty in the world to sadden us, but there's an enormous amount to rejoice in as well. Consciously developing our capacity to feel uplifted when something good takes place for another person can bring powerful results. Developing the habit of feeling glad about someone else's good fortune can be a surprisingly effective way of fulfilling our own lives with positive energy and of lifting other people's spirits at the same time. Have you had any opportunities recently to rejoice in a heartfelt way about the enjoyment or good fortune of someone else? Maybe it was something as commonplace as watching children play in a park. Perhaps a friend has given birth, a young person has passed an exam, an elderly person has recovered from an illness. Take a moment to identify something that has recently warmed your heart. Try to relive that sensation of delight and rejoicing. Don't hurry. Take your time. Delight thrives on spaciousness. How does this experience of delight make you feel? Do you observe any changes in your body or mind? One of the most positive aspects of delight is the way in which it functions as a direct antidote to envy and jealousy. Nearly everyone has thoughts of envy and jealousy at some time. None of us are immune to the temptation to covet what someone else has, whether it's their wit, intelligence, good looks, their friends, lifestyle, and achievements. Yet there's nothing pleasurable in feeling envious of someone else, feeling your hands clench, your throat tighten, eyes glitter. Nobody wants to be around someone who is caught up in envy and jealousy. However, once mean-spirited thoughts start to arise, it's really hard to escape them. What can we do to extract ourselves from those negative states of mind. Surprisingly, this is exactly where delight can play a part, shifting our mood and bringing a spaciousness and ease. Let's give it a try. Start by gently bringing to mind an event that you really wanted to attend, but which you had to miss for some reason. Either because you weren't invited, you were ill, or had other commitments. It might have been a sporting event, a concert, or a party. Perhaps it was a holiday or a special night out. Or maybe you were excluded from something at work, an important meeting or social event. Take a moment to identify an event that you still regret missing out on, or that lingers in your mind and carries some kind of emotional charge for you. Think about what it was and why it mattered to you so much. How does this make you feel? Do you observe any changes in your body, in your eyes, shoulders, hands or stomach? If any tension has come up, breathe into it and relax. Give yourself permission to consider the details of this event that you missed. Imagine where it took place, what was said or done, what happened afterwards? Who else was there? How did they come to take part? Did they enjoy themselves? If strong feelings come up, you may need to remind yourself that this is all just taking place in your imagination. Nevertheless, without making yourself too uncomfortable, spend a few moments focusing as strongly as possible on this event. If any attention has arisen, breathe into it and relax. Now bring your attention back to this event and to all the people who were there in your absence. Put your own feelings of disappointment to one side, and instead, let your mind glow with positive thoughts about what others enjoyed or received from taking part. Spend a few moments focusing as strongly as you can on their feelings of pleasure or satisfaction. Be glad for whatever benefit they experienced. Then observe what effect this experience of taking delight is having on your body, on your eyes or shoulders, your hands or stomach. If you were previously feeling tense or uptight, has that shifted in any way? If you found this simple tool helpful, then maybe it's something that you can replay in your mind at any time in the course of a day. At first, consciously taking delight may feel odd and artificial, but the rewards come quickly. At a party, or a tea station at work, or even on a bus or train, we can listen out for what is going well and relax into enjoying whatever we hear. If we feel ourselves tighten up when someone talks about getting a promotion or going on a glamorous holiday. We can practice being glad for them and dropping the comparison with ourselves. It's a complete shift of gear that invariably distracts us from our own problems and issues and can flood our mind and heart with positive emotions. Looking out for the positive in any personal situation will give us resilience and energy and enable us to avoid being hijacked by negative emotions. From a scientific point of view, we are creating neural pathways that would make it more likely we will continue to react in a positive way. Although at first glance, delight may seem light-hearted or lightweight, it's actually one of the most radical, powerful, and transformative tools that we possess. If I am only happy for myself, there are many fewer chances of happiness. If I'm happy when good things happen to other people, there are billions more chances to be happy, observes the Dalai Lama. May the practice of delight enrich your life and the lives of the beings around you. Make the determination to think for the rest of the day today, the week, the month to come. I will consciously look for opportunities to delight and rejoice. And dedicating the energy of this practice to all those who are ill, physically or mentally, may they have good health. To all those who are hungry or thirsty, may they have food and drink. To all those who are being harmed by violence, war or conflict, may they be at peace. To those who don't have a home, may they be comfortable and safe. To those who are challenged with loneliness, disharmony or financial pressures, may they have an end to their worries and increase in their happiness. How wonderful it would be if everyone listening to this in the town or country where you live, or the whole world, were to fulfill their full potential.